Kevin Blackstone, I know your online presence has got to be making you the big dollars.
Yeah, right, sure.
Well, Kevin may not yet be an internet mogul, but for now, you're still coming around to this program to talk sports. Kevin is a columnist for AOL Fanhouse and a frequent panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with the Heisman Trophy.
Sure.
It's the biggest individual honor in college football, but for most of the season, there were no clear-cut standouts. It took a really long time for the picture to clear up.
We thought one person would be Tim Tebow, who's won it once. He did not have a fabulous season. We thought another one would be the defending Heisman Trophy candidate, Sam Bradford, the quarterback at Oklahoma. He got hurt twice, and his season was over. And now we have a pretty muddled picture, but we'll get it much clearer tonight.
Tell me a little bit about this defensive lineman. The man
you pronounce
name,
it.
No, you pronounce it.
Ndamukong Suh, that close?
That's close, from Nebraska.
Right.
And do you know the origin of his name?
I believe it is Cameroonian.
Cameroonian.
He's fabulous. I was at the Big 12 championship game last weekend in Dallas, and he had 12 tackles, I think, 4.5 sacks, and absolutely dominated the game, unlike any defensive player I've seen in a long time. But I don't think a defensive player this year is going to win this award. Nebraska is too ordinary a football team, and I don't think Heisman Trophy winners, especially if you're a defensive player, are going to come off of an ordinary football team.
Kevin, I want to ask you about Toby Gerhardt. He's an interesting story. What did you know about this kid before the year got started?
Not much. I knew he was very productive, and I had heard he had been the best running back in high school history in the state of California. But other than that, I didn't know much about him. And now you look, and he's absolutely fabulous. He's
playing for Stanford, not a powerhouse, traditional powerhouse football
right,
team.
Right, exactly. And he's had fabulous game after fabulous game this year, over 1,700 yards rushing, 26 touchdowns. And when he was on national television against Notre Dame, ran for over 200 yards and scored 3 touchdowns and showed speed, agility, and strength, all the things that you'd want in a running back.
So is he the front runner?
I think he's the front runner. You know, the interesting thing, though, about Toby Gerhardt is that he does not fit the stereotype of a running back because he's white. And so all of a sudden everybody's comparing him not to any running backs that are stars in the NFL right now, but they're going all the way back to compare him to people like John Riggins, who was the last really great white running back in the NFL. I think that's going to hurt him in some respects, but I think that he is the front runner, and I think the Heisman would do itself a disservice by not giving him the award this year.
When was the last time in your memory that a school like Stanford won a Heisman, had a player who won a Heisman?
Well, I think you have to go a ways back because the big schools obviously get the best talent and they're the ones who everyone pays attention to. But, you know, Stanford did produce Jim Plunkett way back in 1970, and he did win the Heisman. I think it helps a lot when you're a small school in a large power conference like the Pac-10, because that way other people do get to see you play and they pay attention to your numbers, and that's what's happened with Toby Gerhardt.
And Stanford has produced some great athletes, and one of those athletic alumni, of course, is Tiger Woods.
He is.
Who we can't avoid talking about this week. He announced that he would take an indefinite break from pro golf, and he admitted his infidelity for the first time. How much damage will this do to his career in the long run?
I don't think it'll do a lot of damage to his career in the long run, but what it's going to affect is his image. I don't think that anyone will ever be able to look at Tiger Woods quite the same. There is such a disconnect between the person we thought Tiger Woods was and the person he now appears to be. And, you know, I think back to one of these great quotes by Lord Acton about someone's secret life and how secrets degenerate. And this is a clear case of a secret degenerating or devaluing someone. And that's clearly what's happened to Tiger Woods. And that's what he's got to get back together.
Kevin Blackstone is a sports columnist with AOL Fanhouse and a regular here on our program. Kevin, good to see you again.
Thank you.